My name is Wagosio, and that means peacock in the Oneida language. And my English name is Jennifer Marie Stevens.
I consider myself multiracial because I'm more than three nationalities, but I'm primarily Native American and Caucasian American.
I can't imagine my life without music and art.
I've discovered through experimenting and stuff that I am a composer in my own way.
Sometimes I just sit on a piano and I play. I play with chords, I play with melodies.
I feel very passionate about singing. When I sing opera, I feel like I always feel like my voice is singing into the rafters, and it's unusual in a sense because there's very few Native American opera singers today, and even in history. It's different, but it's kind of cool because I think you know what, there's now more singers out there, and I hope that they get the courage to follow their dream. If a person's following a dream such as opera, I believe that it must be a strong calling, and so I'm trying.
This is an example of one of my Oneida pots.
I'm a traditional Oneida potter,
and I learned the technique of hand building, and it's when you roll out coils and you stack them and you smooth them so good that you can't see the ridges or anything in it. And so I have to say, this is one of my earliest pots.
I have to say, I didn't know that I was gonna end up singing in Oneida. It's a beautiful language to sing in. You have these beautiful open vowels and soft consonants, and those are singers' dreams.
The Common Ground concert took place at the Meyer Theater in Green Bay, Wisconsin. My song that's mine. And we received $5,000 from the United Nations Arts Program, but we also received $5,000, a matching grant, from the First Nation Composer Initiative. And I requested not to charge so that people of all walks of life could attend the concert. I was blown away to see so many people. I thought, oh, you know, we'll be lucky to have 300 people, if that. And that theater was packed. It was magical. It was magical. And it ended up becoming grander than I ever dreamed. It was quite wonderful. I'm very grateful for everyone that helped make that possible. It's exciting to see myself develop and grow. I have so many multi-interests in the arts, so I think that the day that I can just be an artist, to me, is a day that I feel that I've succeeded.